everyone, and welcome to Turn-Based Explicit Adventure. I'm Connor.
I'm Rob.
Thanks, Scott. That was
fucking
great.
Prick.
So anyway, Scott's not here today. He is meeting an old friend for dinner and didn't tell us till yesterday. So we didn't have a lot of time to prepare and get a second, a third person in on this.
You're lying for him, but I'm not going to correct it. It's fine.
In other news, we're going to thank Echo Craft for providing us with wonderful music.
Yeah, man.
He is coming out with some new music on TMP Records, which you can find on Twitter and SoundCloud. It's going to be coming out pretty soon. I don't know when he said it was, but follow him on the grams.
Soon. We're going to find out exactly when, but soon.
Yeah, soon. Yeah. Eventually.
He's on the Instagrams?
Yep.
Echo Craft with a K.
You can also find TMP Records on Instagram at TMP Records, and then all his links are probably there on his page.
Man's everywhere.
Yep. He is everywhere.
Right, Scott?
Yeah.
Riveting. So, I told you before we started that I was going to ask you something live.
Yeah.
What movie?
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
What movie? Yeah, exactly. What movie should I do this week? Because for those of you who aren't me and Rob, which is all of you. I woke up at 5 o'clock today, left my apartment, and I have yet to go back to that. So what did I forget at 5 o'clock in the morning? The Grail Journal.
Connor has a journal.
Grail Journal.
He writes things down.
Yep.
I just wing it because I'm crazy.
I hadn't put anything
Scott,
in the
what
journal.
Do you do? That's actually the most accurate answer he's probably going to give tonight. That's probably spot on.
So anyway. Anywho, I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning, didn't bring my Grail Journal, didn't really have anything prepared in the Grail Journal, but I got things I want to talk about. Yeah. So, you know, yeah. But, so I didn't choose a movie. I want to do another movie though.
All right. So what should you do? So
a movie of the horror persuasion,
on our journey to the recording studio that we're in right now, Suite 305,
Suite 305.
Suite.
Those are spelled differently too.
Right. Connor had asked the same question and I threw an idea at that. It's not going to be the answer. I think that, that's.
Rob, I can't do The Shining again.
No, I know.
People already had to sit through that one time.
It was great. I suggested Beetlejuice and while it feels so good, like it won't be as fun. So let me see.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing because when you said Beetlejuice, I thought, we were talking about Scott, so you you were equating Scott to being like Beetlejuice. Now I know that's not quite the case. I'm going to be real. And a lot of you are going to dislike me for this.
What's it going to be?
I'm not the biggest Beetlejuice fan.
Yeah, no, it's a weird movie.
Was never really one of my childhood staples. I mean,
no.
I've seen it a few times. It doesn't really, you know.
I understand its purpose in the movie
subculture.
Yes, it had a purpose. It was interesting. It has, I think, led to some interesting things that borrow and do things from it. But it's not like I don't own it. I wouldn't go out and
buy it.
Yeah, free maybe.
So if it shows up on Netflix, you're like, yeah, fine. Or if HBO Now is like, meh.
I mean, if it shows up there, sure, I'll take a spin through it again because why not? But yeah, no. But movie, shit.
You did the thing, and I'm guilty of that too. You just said, but yeah, no.
But yeah. But you know.
Yeah.
Like, only get your hopes up, but nah.
No. Yeah.
No.
Anyway.
Here's what I'm thinking.
It's like, because I can't. If I do Friday the 13th, Friday the 13th is
don't
so simple.
Yet.
Yeah, exactly. No.
Have you? So there is a movie, and I'm hoping that you've seen it. There is a movie that. It's a more recent movie.
Okay.
It is the only recent movie that has actually scared me. And I haven't been scared by any kind of horror movie since I was like 5.
I have a lot of movies that have scared me recently. Yeah. Not a lot. But in the past 3 or 4 years, I have a couple movies that have scared me pretty good. So I don't know exactly which one you're talking about.
I'm going to tell you in a second. I will say the circumstance in which I encountered this movie might have led to the fact that it scared the fucking bejesus out of me.
Okay.
I was in, what the fuck is the name of that town? Fucking Hudson Valley in New York. It's not the name of the town, but I was in this little town, which little school. It was great. I was hanging out with a buddy of mine. And, we might have had 60 beers, split between the two of us in that time span. There was a lot of drinking.
See, I can't tell exactly what you're talking about because you're talking about being in a school, drinking 60
beers.
So
it was the middle of nowhere. I was real drunk.
Okay.
It was like we needed something to do. We were still awake.
It's a better way to set the story. Yeah.
So The Strangers. Have you seen this movie?
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorites, dude. Yeah, that one
scared
rules.
Scared the fucking shit out of me. Still does to this day.
That one's quick, I guess. I could do it.
It's up to you. That's my suggestion.
I was also thinking, yeah, I'll do The Strangers. Strangers is cool.
All right.
So.
Fucking creepy.
The Strangers.
Ba-da-da-da.
Strangers is a movie about home invasion. Home invasion of the worst
fucking
kind.
Mind fucking home invasion.
Oh, yeah, dude. What the fuck? So, the movie starts, and I'm just going to fill in all the holes and not let it kind of fill in for us.
Yeah, there's no reason. Yeah.
These two people are in this car driving home, and they don't look very happy. What you find out later on as you're watching the movie is that they were both at a wedding because they're both dressed finely. And one of their friends was getting married. The gentleman, which I forget his name, don't really care.
Doesn't matter.
Was asking Liv Tyler, who played the heroine.
Yeah.
Not one of the main characters in this movie.
The protagonist?
Yeah. Okay. I like that. The protagonist.
The heroine.
Better. So the protagonist of this movie, Liv Tyler, Arwen, for lack of a name, herself.
I'll allow it.
Yeah, you can tell what kind of person I am. I could call her Liv, which is a much shorter name than Arwen, but.
No, but that's better.
Lord of the Rings. So Arwen decides, that she does not want to marry this man, her boyfriend.
Yeah, something happened.
Yeah, like he asked her to marry him, and I think she either said no or like gave one of those like, I don't really know what to say to you right now. I'm going to wait. Can we wait? Can we talk about it later?
Maybe.
And he ain't too happy. And they show up at this house, which you find out is his parents' house or like his parents' summer cottage or something like that, that they were going to stay at after the wedding because it was kind of going to be like a, hey, baby, it's just you and me. Let's get it on. Like there's rose petals in the tub, rose petals on the bed, glasses of champagne and ice. He's like, I had a friend set it up before we got here.
That shit ain't happening.
And then he just like goes to the fridge and pulls out a fucking pint of ice cream and starts going ham at it.
Because why not? You're not going to fuck her. You might as well get fat.
Yeah, exactly. She like goes to take a bath and she's like, oh, he got roses. And he's just like, fucking bitch. So she smokes cigarettes. He decides he's going to leave to get some more cigarettes for her. Before he leaves, though, maybe like, I want to say in 30 minutes, 40 minutes in movie.
Like in a time span where it's not like weird yet, on the edge of weird.
He cracked the pint. She hasn't taken the shower yet. They're kind of just like talking about things, you know, like you're going to do after someone asks you to marry you. And you kind of said,
things have cooled down. Like we're, you know,
ish. So knock at the door. Yeah. And they go to the door and the light's out and they're like, oh, that's fucking weird. And then they, open the door and there's a girl there and you can't really see her face because the light's off. And she, what does she ask them? Is so and so home?
Yeah.
And, and they're like, no, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, I'm fine. Sorry. And just like leaves.
Wanders off.
And they're like, okay, that was weird.
That was weird, but not like super weird. Yeah, just a little weird.
Super weird.
Just a little weird.
So then,
strange even.
Or things. So then the guy's like, I'll get you some more cigarettes. And she's like, I'm going to take a bath. And she goes and takes a bath. Arwen gets clean. Then she decides she's going to play with the old record player.
Spin some discs.
And she starts spinning some discs. And she's sitting there. She's chilling. She's having a cigarette inside the house because fuck it, rules, right?
Bitch ain't my house.
Yeah, bitch ain't my house. It's my maybe ex-boyfriend's parents' house. I don't know what I'm saying. So as she's doing this, she's kind of wandering around. She's still kind of spooked out by that girl. Doesn't really know what's going on. And we as the audience see a fucking dude in a burlap mask hiding behind her.
Yep.
And we're just like, the fuck?
Just burlapping around.
And he leaves.
Or does he?
Does he? He disappears.
We don't see him
anymore. She doesn't see him. Some shit starts to happen, like they throw mud or some shit at the windows, and she sees like a girl in like a doll face mask in whatever, and she's freaking the fuck out.
Yeah, cause she should be.
She's like, I forget what she's doing. If she has a knife, she probably has a knife.
Cause you always get the kitchen knife cause you're gonna cut yourself.
But then the boyfriend comes home and he's like, what the fuck's going on? And she's like, I don't know. So They go to the door again because someone knocked or rang the doorbell, and there's a person out there with the mask.
There's door activity.
So they're like, oh, shit. So they push the piano in front of the door. They go in the bedroom and find the fucking shotgun that, you know, every parent just keeps lying around.
Just
funny story, my
around.
Parents don't have a shotgun lying around.
I don't believe
I'd be fucked if this happened at their house.
No shotgun.
What do I have at my parents' house that I could defend myself with?
Lamp.
A clam rake? That would probably do some fucking damage. It's like a miniature hoe.
Oh. All right.
Maybe not a hoe, but like, you know, one of those like really like, you know, metal rakes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Not like the nice ones that are really good at raking leaves, but the ones that are good at like raking your yard. Yeah.
Ground rakes.
Ground rakes. Those rakes. Cause you know, clams live in the ground.
Right.
Or you don't know that cause you don't live anywhere near Massachusetts. So.
You should.
Clams rule. Come to the East Coast.
Anyway,
so the strangers love clams, but anyway, they come
out
the door with an axe and start breaking it in, and we're freaking out, breaking the door, he puts the shotgun on the door and takes a shot, and then it stops.
Okay.
And then, you know, some more shit happens, and all of a sudden, he has a stroke of genius, and he's like, shit, I have a radio in the shed, which is like, for whatever reason,
first mistake,
fucking reason, it's like
tell
a football field length away from the house.
Why
in the backyard where there's woods and stuff too,
because you put sheds as far away as humanly possible so that murder can happen.
Rich people do that.
Yeah
because they want to get murdered.
that's what I've heard.
All my money will go to my children.
Having not been rich,
yeah,
that's what I understand to be true.
Me too now. That and things being huge. So
huge.
This, boyfriend is like, I'm gonna go fucking get the radio. And she's like, don't leave me. And he's like,
wrong.
And he's like, no, I'm gonna go to the radio. And she's like, but don't leave me. And he's like, no, I'm gonna go do it. And he goes to do it.
This is
we
why
as the audience see as he's going to do it, he sees the two girls. He sees girl one and girl two. And he's like, all right, I'm gonna make a run for it. I'm gonna go right now.
Worst idea.
And he's like, okay, it's the girl one over there. Girl two is not even looking at me. Okay, 3, 2, baseball bat to the fucking head.
Yep. Sklunk.
Down. So then the girl is like, Arwen's like, oh my God, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So she decides that she now is going to go outside because it's been too goddamn long. Cause you know,
you're inside. They can't get inside.
I
mean, they're gonna, but
do writers of horror movies just write their characters to have never seen a horror movie in their entire life? Like, you know, not to go outside, but they're going to go outside anyway.
Listen. Even if you don't like horror movies, watch a couple just so you can learn what not to do. These motherfuckers are dead.
So she runs outside.
Don't let it be you.
She runs outside. She doesn't see or hear anybody. She makes it all the way to the shed. She makes it all the way to the back of the shed where she finds the CB or ham radio, one of the two, whatever.
It's radio.
Yeah, it's a radio. She calls for help and someone's like, hello. And then all of a sudden one of the women's right there and bangs the shit out of the radio. Now they can't use it anymore.
Yep.
And you're like, oh God, she bolts for it. She sprints back into the house and then starts to hide in like the closet or something. It's fucking stupid like that.
They're in the house, dumbass.
Every single one of them enters the house. Well, actually, the burlap sack man enters the house. He walks around the kitchen, looking around, not seeing her anywhere. And he walks out the door.
Not in the fridge.
He's looking like,
I know,
under the table, under the couch, goes like, looks in the hallway and like comes up. Looks like right at the door, looks on the other side, keeps on walking. He leaves the house. As soon as he leaves the house, one of the girls is right there in front of her. And she's like, ah! And then they're tied to chairs. And one of the things, my least favorite parts about this movie. Oh, wait. No, I have to rewind a little bit.
Yeah, you do.
I do. So as the dude was breaking in with the axe and they shot the shotgun, kind of freaked out a little bit because they start to fight back. They push the door open with the piano a little bit. And they were like, oh my God, fucking... So Liv Tyler and what's-his-face run into the bedroom and kind of hide in the closet, like, in the hallway or something like that, or, like, right in front of the door of the bedroom with the shotgun fucking ready to go.
Good.
They're going to shoot this home invader with a burlap sack on and kill him. So they go to do this, and they hear someone walking through the house, and they don't know exactly what's going on. They come to the door, someone shoots it. Going back 5 minutes. What's his face is friends with Dennis from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. No, Dennis from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. One of the most horrible people in the world.
The Menace.
Not the Menace. He is a menace, but not the Menace. So Dennis the Menace, he's like his friend, he's a friend with the dude, and he comes in and he's like, oh man, like what's going on? I have no idea what's going on. And you see burlap sack man behind him and you're like, he's gonna fucking die.
You're gonna die, bitch. Die. You're gonna
die. For whatever reason, when people walk into a house that's, you know, they think it is broken into, they don't call out like, hello, are you there? So he's not doing that. He gets up to the door and is like, and then gets shot and killed by his friend. Burlap Sackman didn't have to do anything.
Nope, just murdered.
And they're super duper sad about that. So anyway.
Everybody cried a little.
So anyway. They all get captured except for Dennis because he's dead. And then they're sitting in chairs and all three of the people are in front of them with their masks on, just kind of staring at them. It's basically daybreak at this point.
Okay.
I might have, it's almost daybreak at this point. They're close. Yeah. And they're sitting there and Liv Tyler kind of looks at them because both her and her boyfriend aren't really like hurt. Like they were knocked out and they're kind of like beat up a little bit, but
nobody's dead yet.
No, exactly. Why did you do this? And one of the girls just goes, cause you were here. And then they all of them start going and stabbing one at a time. The guy first and then Arwen. Sad. So later, after people leave, Arwen wakes up because she's not 100% dead yet and hears a phone ringing. It's Dennis's phone in his pocket. She tries to go over and get to the phone. Is able to make it and kind of like maybe get some word out or something like that, but one of them shows back up and grabs the phone and like throws it away. As I think it's on the phone with 911 as she's like trying to squawk help.
Right.
Later, three little nice Mormon boys come to the door asking about Jesus, find the house broken into, see a whole bunch of dead bodies on the ground.
Sponge of bodies.
And when they come up to Liv Tyler, she grabs one of their arms and starts to just scream, and that's them how the movie ends. Fucking rules.
I believe that there may be, I don't think in any kind of like good way whatsoever, but I believe there may be a Strangers 2.
I don't think so, but I wouldn't watch that, I don't think.
No, I think that it would be a pile of dog shit.
It's honestly one of my favorite horror movies.
That's real fucking
my
good.
Butchering of the whole plot right there doesn't do it justice. Go watch that movie.
No, you did a fairly good job. Like, yeah. You need to go see it. Like, it's so shit good. Doesn't scare me. That thing fucking gave me the willies.
The other movie I was going to do if you gave me, like, Beetlejuice is a serious answer was going to be It Follows.
Good movie.
It Follows is great. I'm not going to summarize that right now. What I will say is it's basically about a sexually transmitted, like, monster that follows you and tries to kill you.
Fucking monster.
If you ever watched Rooster Teeth at all, Gavin Free one time explained, what if there's like a parasite or a slug that's poisonous that's following you, and at every second of the day, it's slowly inching its way towards you. It's basically that, but it's a monster that's going to kill you because you had sex with somebody who had this monster too.
Gross.
Yep. So, what the fuck did you do last week?
I feel like Scott should go first.
That's a good idea. Scott, what did you do last week? Wait, can I
give it a shot? You've been pretty good at this, so give it a shot.
He played Battleborn.
Probably did.
Battleborn.
Did he enjoy it?
I don't know.
Or is he getting a little like bored with it? What do you think?
I think it's his old staple until something good he likes comes out.
Starting to get
bored. He's waiting for Final Fantasy 15 or whatever the fuck it is.
Final Fantasy 13.
Final Fantasy. Final Fantasy anime. Final Fantasy Japan. Final Fantasy. These games take too long to make.
I feel like at some point you stopped counting right, it's not even 15.
Final Fantasy, we keep bouncing around in this timeline so much that I have no goddamn idea what's going on.
Did he do anything else?
He might have played some Pokemon.
Probably. I feel like that's a staple.
He probably ate and slept. And,
probably did that.
He probably watched some television. I'm going to guess some Legends of Tomorrow, maybe
sure
a little bit
saw
of
the dead.
Arrow.
We will not ruin it, but
he
I'm sure
definitely
he saw
watched the dead. He was ready to go for it.
Yep.
Hey, guess what happened on the dead, Rob?
People died?
Yeah.
There were zombies.
People
died and there were zombies.
Two for two. That's all I needed. Batting 100. Loving it.
It's batting. It's punny.
Yeah.
I wonder if he watched Westworld. I don't think he did.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't tell if he's into Westworld or if he just puts up with us talking about it.
Is that all you did, Scott?
Great. Moving on.
Sounds great. So what the fuck did I do? Oh,
what the fuck did you do, man?
I know. I have been waiting to tell this story. Before I tell the story, I'm going to ask you a question. Did you see the screenshot?
Yeah, I did. It was not good. Rob, can I guess what this is in relation to?
Sure.
It's probably something new with 7 days to die, huh?
Yeah. So before I talk about that, I will tell you I did some other things. Fantasy football season obviously has been well started. I had to, because podcast related fun, because we went and watched Acquisitions Inc. With Chucky at the movie theater there.
I think I recall your team auto drafted.
My team auto drafted.
You didn't get to actually choose your players.
Nope. I am not the most favorite person right now in the league. I am after tonight. Go ahead.
Can I just say that having gone with you to see Acquisitions Inc.
Yep.
And having you not do that and hearing all the shit you got at work from people who were like, yep, you're not going to draft. You're going to go watch people play Dungeons & Dragons. Dad.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I did.
Seeing all that shit and hearing that you are like slaughtering everybody else in fantasy football.
I am going to
football,
be 6-1 in about an hour and a half.
That's amazing.
It's going to be fucking great.
How did you... It's like they all pick the shitty people. And the system was like,
that's,
yeah, Rob,
not
take everybody
my
good
fault. And it's not as if I've left the team alone. Like, I've made some moves. I have not... I never feel the need in any of that. Like, I understand there's a level of game to it, but I have never felt the need to trade. I feel
it's
like,
fantasy football. There's no game to that. It's just fucking statistics.
Like, people who trade, like, you cannot, no one has ever presented me a trade that I've gone, you know what? Yeah, that feels like it feels like it's a beneficial endeavor for both of us. No, that's just a name. You literally wanted the guy that I'm never going to give you, and you offered me a fucking bologna sandwich for it.
Is there a goofy jerking off emoji? Because that's basically what that is.
I don't know. We probably have to look. Yeah. Probably if we didn't delete the fucking emoji keyword, then we could find it. Maybe. So yeah, I'm about to be 6-1. I'm gonna knock
good
on wood because it's
good,
not, you know, 100%. Like, he's still got somebody playing. He's got to make up 50 points with one guy playing. It's not gonna happen.
Probably not. That doesn't sound like it will.
But you never, you never know.
Is there anybody in the league who's performing better than you?
Well, if Scott were here, he would be happy to tell you that he is also
6-1.
He's 5-1. I want to see something. I really need him to lose for reasons that make sense, and then reasons I won't discuss. Reasons that make sense are that I don't want to share the number one spot. So get the fuck out.
Kick him out.
The other reason is I hate your face.
He's totally gonna win, isn't he?
Well, we're gonna look. So I'm not against Scott this week. He's against someone else. So right now,
well, I understand you're both playing your own separate games right now. But depending on who wins those bouts,
right?
Yes.
If he wins and I win, and I'm gonna win, then we remain tied on the first spot, 6-1.
Okay.
If he loses, he goes 5-2, and I don't. Is the thing.
Is the thing.
Right now, he is losing by 2 points. However,
2 points.
They both have someone left to play today. Game hasn't started yet. His opponent is projected to get 95 points, where Scott is only projected to get 89 points. So, pretty good likelihood.
Projections, though.
Projections.
How accurate are those projections?
It depends. Like, looking at it, like, if I looked at who they had playing, it kind of depends on the role.
Okay.
And the situation they're going into.
That makes sense.
Sometimes you can look at it and go, I trust that. I don't know that I could look at it today and tell you. I don't know.
Cool.
Because I don't care. But I am pretty confident about my 50 point spread. I'm pretty good. I think I'm gonna be locked
in.
I think you're
safe and sound on your perch.
Yeah. I'm pretty good.
Yep.
I know that this is gonna be a short lived endeavor, this long journey of winning. I'm going to have to make some serious moves in the latter half of the season, but another couple of wins and I'm pretty much locked in a playoff berth, so I'm not worried.
Yeah.
They even today, and I gave them shit about it, the league today.
How many weeks is the football season? 15?
Football season, like the actual season is 17 weeks.
17, okay.
They all get a bye week, so everybody plays 16 games.
Okay. 16 games with 17 weeks. Yeah. Makes sense.
So, I forget exactly when, but at least our league, some leagues are set up stupid, where their playoff, the actual football playoffs are the playoffs for the league. The reason why that's stupid is I could have almost an entire roster of people who aren't fucking playing anymore.
Okay.
Why would I do that?
Yeah.
But ours is set up like a normal person's, like someone with a brain, where week 17 is like the championship game.
Oh, okay.
Week 17 is it.
Isn't there like a special like playoff fantasy football or something like that where it's like just playoff teams or something like that with like a smaller?
Yeah, I think you can do it where it's just, you know, yeah, the smaller, but with the whole 17 week league, it doesn't make any sense to, yeah, like I've played in a league before where half my team was like, okay, we're not playing anymore because we sucked bad enough. I'm like, great.
So everyone was just getting like jerk off points basically.
Yeah, yeah. It's great.
All right.
Yeah, no, I'm excited about that. I got a couple.
Hear
of
that,
other
Scott? Leagues. You're not gonna win this week, and
Rob's
gonna win.
It's gonna be great. Pretty
2 points. Excited. 2 points. That's all it takes.
Pretty excited. You're gonna lose. It's gonna be great. I'm not even playing you. It's gonna be great. You're gonna lose. I joined a couple of other, essentially to fill spots for people. I was like, whatever. It doesn't cost me any money, so I don't care. I'm in a basketball league. I would like to point out to you that I give almost absolutely.
But that means
no
you.
Fucks.
I was gonna say because you say almost,
no
that
fucks.
Means you give a little
no
bit?
Fucks about basketball.
Okay, cool.
Well, I'm in a basketball league, so that'll be fun. At the end of the day, that's just numbers. So if I get bored and taking a shit, I'll be like, ah.
How do you feel about hockey?
I'm in a hockey league now. The number one thing that makes me the most excited right now is I'm currently beating
Jesse.
No, I wish.
Oh, I did the thing.
It's going. Okay. I am currently beating someone else, a ginger individual, and I auto drafted and have not looked at my team once other than to open it today and go, oh, I'm beating you.
Does he listen to our podcast?
I don't think so. Not at
good,
all.
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Hi, you dirty ginger.
Do you, like Cartman, believe that gingers have no souls?
Yes. They are a soulless bunch. Whoa. That doesn't mean they're not great people.
Whoa.
They just lack souls.
If you're listening and you have red hair, you heard it from Rob, folks. You don't have souls.
But I said you're not bad people. I said some of them are rapists and murderers.
Does Donald Trump have red hair?
I don't know what color that is. No, I think it's not, because I saw a video, a clip of him like in the super early 80s. That's a face, man. That was a face on a man.
That's a face, comma, man.
It was not great.
Was there a comma in that, or was it, that's a face, man?
Yeah, no, I punctuated that in a particular way.
Good,
yeah,
making sure.
You caught it right.
Great.
So yeah, a little bit of fantasy stuff going on. Fantasy baseball has ended. I won the blind bogey, which, let me explain to you what that means. I won $20 because...
You just said words to me that are typically found in the game of golf,
right,
which has nothing to do with baseball.
So in a blind bogey...
Except for being like, you know, old American sports.
Right. In a blind bogey, you take all of the lowest scoring teams in any given week, in all of the weeks,
okay,
and you raffle that. The winner of that wins some portion of the winnings. Like, you win for being the worst. You have a chance to win for being the worst. I won the chance for being the worst.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good job.
I won $20.
You're the best at being the worst.
I'm so good at it.
You know what? Change.
No, it's fine. I think I explained it. Yeah, it's fair. I think I explained it when we way back, episode 31. So like one of the first few episodes, because it was around that time of year.
Fuck, it is episode 31.
Yeah, dude. Shit. Been doing this for a minute.
Well, right, Scott?
Some of us have been here.
So anyway,
the
way back when?
The thing about the baseball league that pissed me off was that I set it weekly. I could not adjust day to day. That's fucking stupid. It's baseball. So, you know, I didn't have a lot of fun with that because it made me mad in the beginning from start. But
that
anyway.
Sounds like it would.
Played some fantasy.
Madison's
so that was,
Jump Street.
That was my other thing that I did. I wanted to say that I did something else because I feel like I keep talking a lot about the same thing and it's okay. I'm going to play something else. I'm still playing 7 Days to Die, but I'm going to play something else because it...
Well, I feel like we're going to talk about that in a second, too.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to get into that right now,
no,
you
I'm
have
going
to.
Like,
but if you want
to
get into it right
yeah,
now,
there's nothing else.
It.
There's nothing else that I played, so I got to get into it.
Right, cool.
I got to talk about it.
All right.
Got ready. Got to clear everything.
Good. Good. He cleared it out, guys. It's
now,
free.
I will preface this by saying this, and I'll probably bring it up again.
Good.
This game did something to me that in most other times you've even heard me say that I, and even can witness that I have not gone back to them, Firewatch. I have not they've done things that have pissed me off where I'm like, I can't do that again. This game though,
who hurt you?
I went back, huh?
Who hurt you? Where on the doll did this man touch you?
Yeah. But this game, even when it did this to me, like it fucking pissed me off. I wish that I could have like thought enough. Like I took a screenshot, but I didn't take a video. It would have been
the screenshot doesn't do it justice. Yeah.
No, it pissed me off so much. So that being said, I went back to this game almost immediately.
Okay.
So that being said, this is what happened.
I didn't actually notice that until you just said it right there. Yeah. You almost, skipped out on a couple of the other ones, but then you didn't.
This
you
one,
right
like,
back.
Like, it was okay because I had learned so much in that run. I never wanted that world to do,
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So this is what happened.
Never wanted.
I was playing it for a while, maybe like a good 3 hours, 4 hours. And I noticed that I was probably coming up on a crash. I could see it coming because there'll be things that'll happen. Like I'll open the menu. It's an alpha.
Now you've probably answered this before, but how do you save in this game? Like how does your save? Is it
auto? It is auto save.
Okay.
It saves at particular points in the game. I don't know. Some of them seem like they're triggered by certain events. Some of them like maybe by time, but also time isn't like the only thing that will save. Like if I make something or place something or certain things, like not if I place like every block because the game would fucking explode.
Oh, I'm sure it would.
But I think like when I'm placing blocks or like building something where I'm just placing a bunch of square things, it goes to like saving it at a certain time.
Okay.
But if I set down like a forge,
yeah,
it saves
automatically
because I set down a fucking forge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember that, please.
Drop a forge, bitch.
Bitch. So.
So the game is saving for you and.
Yep.
Now, when you say the game is going to crash, this is for me too, personally.
Yeah.
Do
you want to know how I knew that was going to happen?
Is it like more or less your console crashing?
So the game itself crashing, like just going straight black and then throwing me to Xbox Live or back to home.
Now, the world that you're in, is it like a private server kind of world?
It's local.
Okay. So the local game. Okay.
Yeah. Might not have maybe happened if it was on a server somewhere.
Anyway.
For later.
I asked that question because I know how the story ends.
Yeah. So the things that I was noticing, like I was going to say, is like when I opened the menu, like the menu items were gone. The squares were still there, but the menu items were gone. There'd be certain things like I'd go to open a chest. Think like Minecraft. I'd go to hit Y to open a chest and the area to open the chest was incredibly small and hard to find. Where before it's fairly large. Like you fucking look at the chest and you can hit Y and open the chest. But now like it's this finite little space that you have to find. At one point, the wall that I was building, a third of the blocks that I had just laid down were invisible. They were there. I could hit them, but they were invisible. This should have been my sign to get the fuck out. Get out, save, just get out, restart the game, give the Xbox a minute. It should have been my clue. I went over, I hit one of the bricks, one of the things I had laid down, and everything showed back up. I was like, okay, cool, great. I walk over to another, ooh, look, it's back. I walk over to another part of the wall where I'm going to lay down some more stuff. I need to go inside. The end goal is I need to go inside and pick up some more gear.
Can I ask what you were going to lay down?
What?
Was it some pipe?
I'm going to lay some pipe.
Ha-ha!
Some rebar.
Yeah.
Some rebar pipe.
PVC.
And I'm putting something down, and there it is. There's the crash.
Okay.
Okay. I get up, go get a drink.
Black screen.
Yep. All right.
Did you do that thing where like the audio just kind of skips and it's
no,
like,
thank God.
And you're like, God. I hate you so much.
It's the worst. Didn't do that. So because it saves so often, like I knew I was going to respawn like essentially right where I was. So I
maybe give or take a few steps, right?
So I go, I get a drink of water, I come back, I load the game, pick the save. It loads. I'm looking in front of me and.
What were you looking at?
I'm looking at the wall. The house is directly behind me.
Now, is this... this is the wall between your house and the wall.
Like Donald Trump,
okay.
I, too, tried to build a fucking wall.
You're protecting from hostile foreign...
I want to try to keep the hostiles, the rapists and the murderers, I want to keep them at bay. I want to have a safe zone. You know, a man on an island kind of thing.
When you think about it, they're trying to rape your mind.
Yeah, they are trying to rape it with their mouths. Mouth rape.
Brains.
Oh, God. So, if you recall, I said that I still had to go inside.
Yeah, you did.
So, the game loaded and I'm looking at the wall. Now, I will mention, in retrospect, when I think back, things looked just slightly different.
Okay.
I had clear cut some stuff. I had planted some new trees, and that's honestly what I think did it. I threw down like a lot of trees in the same like area where I was also doing some. And mistakes were made. I
the RAM of your Xbox was like, no, please don't, no more tree.
So you may remember that the house, the place, my base that I had taken was a old burned down house that I had just upgraded. Tore out the porch.
I remember you like took over a house. I didn't know it was burned down. But
yeah, it was like a burnt house. Like it was so like most of it was there, but some of it was, you know.
When the nukes went off, they didn't put the fire department didn't show up.
Yeah. It wasn't in the burnt biome, which is a hellish fucking nightmare, but it was a burnt house.
Well, dude, the nuke is still going off in the biome.
Yeah, it's fucking great. Dogs everywhere. Fucking goddamn dogs. Anyway.
Love dogs.
No, not these dogs. Not these fucking Doberman asshole. Zombie dogs.
Oh, they're Dobermans.
Yeah, zombie dogs.
So we're not in Montreal, then, that's for sure.
No.
Because I got a pit bull.
They don't like them. They don't like them.
I love pit bulls.
They're great. Fucking great.
Puppy. Adopt pit bulls, please.
Don't be an asshole.
Yep.
Anyways, I turn around, and I stared at my screen for a good fucking 3 minutes.
Why'd you do that, Rob?
What I saw, so I had built a little, like, airlock hatch door, two steel vault doors encased in this little, like, steel tunnel. All that remained was the front door and the ramp. There was floating iron bars around the top, because the iron bars I can stand on and shoot down. They were just floating in the air. But in the place of my giant concrete fortress of awesome was the burned fucking house.
Now, Rob, why is that so shitty? I thought you built it out of the burnt house.
So anything in that house, what happened is that section of the map corrupted. And in order to reconcile the corruption, it went back to what it's supposed to be. Went back to zero.
Day zero. You know what wasn't there on day zero?
None of my forges full of fucking anything.
Yeah.
None of my chests full of ammunition and many, many weapons.
So everything.
Everything.
Yep.
Everything was gone.
Yep.
Now,
was your Donald Trump wall all still there, or was like none of it there?
The wall was still there in parts, because the chunk, like some of the area respawned everything. The trees that I had clear cut,
just like
spawned. So some of them had replaced wall because they were in the wall.
You didn't want concrete here, right? You wanted a fucking tree, right?
Now, it wasn't necessarily, like, there maybe wasn't need to, like, stop.
No.
But here's the thing.
It sounds like there's a need to stop.
Here's the thing. Had I not lost everything, two factors. Had I not lost everything, all of my weapons, except for what I had on me, which was a bow and arrow and a shit ton of arrows. That's it. Like, no other weapons. I had a bunch of, like, crafting shit that I could keep building a wall like an asshole. But it was day 90.
What?
And if you don't want to do the math, I'll do it for you.
I don't. Yeah, that's why I made that noise.
The next Horde night.
Was the next day?
Was day 91. There was absolutely no way that I was going to survive Horde night in my current predicament with that amount of time.
Doesn't sound like it.
So I deleted that fucking save and I went to a new save.
Good job.
I was like, good fuck
job.
You.
What,
I will
what
say
day
this.
Are you on?
Coming up on day 14, I want to say.
That's so sad.
Yep, coming up on day 14.
Knowing now that you were on day 90, that's so sad.
I just want to make it to 100 for you guys. Like, it'd be fun. I want
to,
like,
100 days to not die.
Right. Like, it'd be fun, but I was so close. That was my goal. That was what I was going to do.
God, that's a nightmare. I'm so sorry.
Technically, I'm there. If you think about it, I'm definitely past day 10, so I made it to 100, but it's, fuck you.
Made it to 100, folks.
So I'm in a new map. I'm a lot smarter this time. My goal right now, I am again, like Donald Trump, I too can build a wall.
Build that wall.
I have found one of the points on the map where, like, when I've been watching and things, like, most people, like, this is one of the places they start if they're going to take over a spot. So I started there because it's an upper level. Automatically take out the stairs. Zombies can't get to you.
How long did you take to find it? Was it, like, quick, like, day one or two, or was
because I certainly have not ventured the majority of the map.
You know
but
why?
Because why?
You don't have a mini bike anymore.
I don't have a mini bike anymore. No, but because I knew that the area that I knew was to the north. Like, I was right on the edge of a fucking pine biome and a snow biome. So I knew I had to go north. So I went north, first thing I found was fucking great. Remember my struggle for a fucking claw hammer?
Yeah, you found a clawhammer first thing.
Clawhammer first fucking thing, because I found a cracker book. I found that cracker book that, you know, gave me all the wonderful things before.
Wow.
And there was a clawhammer. I was like, you fucking bitch. Still on the hunt for a wrench, though.
You're still on the hunt for a fucking mini bike, too.
That too. Well, I found the mini bikes for dummies. Like, we're good. Like, I have all the things. I just need to find...
Engine or battery?
Sorry, it's inappropriate. It's mini bikes for dumb shits. It's more fun. Now I need to find parts.
It's not appropriate. Come on, man. Mini bikes for numb nuts. Like, who cares?
No, it's called dumb shits. It's great.
Okay, yeah.
But,
dump shits.
Dump shits.
Dump shits.
The, my goal now is to build the base first.
Okay.
Let me get up a decent wall. And then I'm going to go out and scavenge, but I'm going to have like it's a much better plan. I know what I want to do now and I know how I want to do it.
Sounds like it's going to be a much better plan. Yeah, sounds like you've made some mistakes in 90 days.
Yep.
But you know now, you've watched enough now too that you know what to fucking do.
Here's the mistakes that are brand new to me.
Good.
And this is the thing. When I turn this back on later, I'm going to have to suffer through this because I haven't chewed up enough of the time yet. So you'd fall from a high height in this game.
High height?
High height. I don't know if I mentioned this before.
Height!
You fall from a high height. The first time you land, as long as it's not like super far, you're going to sprain your leg.
Sucks.
Your movement speed is reduced.
Sucks.
You put a splint on, your movement speed is reduced less, increased a little bit.
So it goes up, it's like, meh.
But you also reduce the time that you have that reduction. If you fall again...
While the splint is on?
While the splint is on, you will then break your leg. Which you get down again, splint it, but now you have...
Significantly less movement speed.
You have less movement speed and for a longer duration. I have now...
Broken your leg so many times.
I have now, in the span of a day, fallen 5 fucking times.
Do you have legs anymore? Do they take them away from you?
My movement speed is 72%.
What it should be.
Of what it should be. And I will have that movement speed for the next hour and 15 fucking minutes.
In game?
Real life.
Oh, God.
Real fucking life.
Oh, God. I would honestly just play the game to chew up that time.
I made the mistake.
Like, are you in a safe spot where you could kind of just like hang outside?
Yeah, if I stay and build, cool. I'll be fine. But I made the mistake of going because I had a bunch of stuff. Like the plan was to take a bunch of stuff to the fucking forge because I didn't bother building a forge this time. I just went to one of the forge houses where there's a forge. It's not that far, so I went.
That's a good idea.
It was great.
You know what you have to build now?
What?
More forges.
More forges. I did. I built another one already. It was pretty great. Ooh. I put it inside of the chimney so that the smoke goes up. It doesn't, but it makes me feel like it does. When I have a mini bike, it's going to be fucking perfect. But right now, so with 72% movement speed, it took me half a fucking day to get there and half a fucking day to come back. It was a waste of my life.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
It was awful.
Just build.
Now I'm just gonna build till it's back. It's gonna be fine.
Can you do that thing too, where you just like turn on the game and walk away from like it for a little bit, or like turn on the game, switch the input to like, you know, Apple TV, and be like, I'm gonna watch TV now.
I usually do a little bit of that like during the night, and I don't have anything left to do. But if I do it for too long, like I eat up, like there's gonna be the Horde night, and if I don't get ready for that, bad. Bad sass. Other than that, had a lot of fun doing it again, learning a lot more. It's going to be fine. I'm really annoyed. Mini bikes next. Got to find a mini bike. Got to make a mini bike.
Mini bike.
It's a lot better now. Like it, I feel like I was thinking about it. I felt like maybe it was cheating a little bit, like especially doing that map, maybe not doing random gen, but I figured it this way. Connor, if there's a zombie apocalypse, I know where things are in this particular area. So why wouldn't I know where things are in the game?
I don't know, man.
Now I'm more familiar with the map. It's now my home a little bit. So I know where I need to go, points of interest.
Don't you fucking hate that?
Yep.
When you play an open world game for so long that you're like, oh, I can make it right here and I'm just going to get right back. Yep. And it's like, why do I know that? Why do I know directions in a video game?
That's the thing that annoyed the shit out of me is I knew when I reloaded that game, I was like, no, I don't want to be here. Oh, okay. All right, north. Go north. You'll figure it out from there.
For me, that happened in like GTA. It's like you find out your way home eventually, like without using the GPS. You're like, yeah, I can get home without using the GPS. And then it slowly dawns on you that you now know directions in a video game. And you're like, what the? Rockstar, why?
How did you do this to me?
How did you?
So, yeah, but having some fun with that. Other than that, good. Been watching a little more Twitch as we're watching right now, a little more Bob Ross. He's He's painting.
Robert Ross.
Can Robert Ross get his paint on?
Sounds like a superhero or something. Yeah,
or that.
Or that. Yeah, or that. I like what you said better.
I have been thinking about picking up Battlefield 1. I've been watching a little bit on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
It looks good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I haven't seen any campaign. I think when if I see some campaign, that might do it.
All right.
But I don't know.
All right.
I need something. I was supposed to have Last Guardian. I don't have it. I'm really mad about that.
Well, stay tuned.
Stay tuned. But yeah, that's all I did. Connor?
I did a few things.
Yeah?
I beat Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, girl.
So when I say beat Red Dead Redemption, by the way, his son's name is Jack.
Jack!
It is Jack.
Jack and John.
I completed...
Probably John Jr.
Yeah, it's probably John Jr., you're right. I beat the John Marston story of Red Dead Redemption. So now John Marston is dead. Rest in peace. Spoilers, that game is kind of old, so fuck you if you're mad about that. John Marston dies at the end. So, beat that. It was good. I'm now just, Jack Marston kind of running around being like, yeah, my dad was here before.
My dad, I have all of his skills inexplicably.
I'm a fucking shoot and kill people because my dad did that. Yeah, he's my hero. Get her done.
Just a point of reference, he does not sound anything like
anything. No, he doesn't. His voice is much more higher pitched than that because they basically took the child voice and then just like, let's tone it down a little bit.
Let's make it a little bit.
Yeah. But... Jack, I really haven't played that game too much since I beat it. I mean, I'm kind of trying to get some outfits, trying to get some more.
Yeah, there's stuff to do.
Chiefs there, but one playthrough doing kind of just like average stuff and running around looking like an idiot for shit. 420 gamer score, I think, or 415 nice. Gamer score, something like that.
Yeah, I looked at my gamer score, or I looked at my achievements left for this game, and there's some that are funny and that are going to be easy to get. I just have to do it. There's some that are going to suck, or that I'll never do.
There's some games where it's like, yeah, I'm not going to do any of those achievements anymore. Like the other Red Dead, the other Red Dead Redemption achievements are like multiplayer.
Yeah,
ones.
No one plays it anymore.
Yeah. I don't even know if that server's still up and running. It probably does happen. Like private matches, but that's it.
No.
So yeah, not going to get those.
Not going to.
I started playing a little bit more BioShock Infinite.
Yeah.
A little bit more of that. Didn't really get too far into it because I'm kind of just like, dip my toes in.
Gross.
Thanks. And then I didn't really watch much other video games. I didn't watch any Twitch. I watched more Supernatural.
Twitch.
Yeah. I'm very close to the end of season 10. That tells you how much how little I watched. Yeah, I took a break.
Yeah.
So getting towards the end, and at this point it's just like, I just want to fucking get through it. I just need to get through it. It's
make
almost
it
done. Please make it stop. Yeah, exactly. Almost done. Westworld. I didn't really finish last night's episode.
You gotta finish the episode.
I know, I really do.
Finish the episode.
I'm gonna do that tonight or tomorrow morning. But either way, I'm going to seize that because it is apparently very good.
It's very good.
Yeah, from what I saw so far, it's interesting.
I still have my same issues with it, but I still don't care. It's still a great fucking show.
What I wanna know is, what was the drawing that the hooker girl was doing? Was it the Man in Black? Or was it one of the guys in the suits who was cleaning and fixing them up? You know what I mean?
No, it's
fucked up.
No, you know who it is.
Man in Black.
No.
Bernard?
No,
Arthur.
You don't know like who it is, but
Arnold.
You know what it is.
Arnold.
You know it's the dudes, the ones who pick them up.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Them
okay,
away.
Yeah. So yeah. That's what I was thinking it was. Yeah.
Because she draws it after the...
She fucking has a memento moment too, and I'm just like,
yes.
What?
Right.
She's been doing this 5 times before.
I don't
want
to spoil it for anybody, but yeah, that's she's drawing that. And then the part that I want to know is how she sees that kid on the street holding the toy thing of that. And it's their religion, apparently. I want to know why that's fucking a part of the goddamn story in this fucking maze of happiness / death.
I like it.
That's really fucking weird.
I like it.
That's super fucking weird.
I like it a lot.
I want to know.
Yeah.
This.
I want to know a lot about
like butthole.
This. It's. I want to know a lot about this game. This show. It fucking. It rules so much.
I'm still curious what's gonna happen when we get to the world where we need season 2. But
me too.
I still. You gotta end this one.
One thing that I kind of liked about this episode that I did see so far was that the Man in Black, we now know that he's like a very, very famous person.
Yeah.
Who has some kind of foundation.
Yep.
It's he my is a fucking good, vacation. If you talk to me again, I will slit your throat.
He is a good man outside of this place, but inside of this place, he is a
fucking... He is the Man in Black. He is evil incarnate. He is taking a host on a goddamn noose ride for a long time. Almost gets him shot in the head, too.
Yep.
Gets the noose off of him, though, which is nice, I guess.
It's nice.
Nice for Larry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Westworld rules. Watch it.
It's pretty great.
That's pretty much all I did. Now, you're thinking about getting Battlefield 1. I, this week, am excited because Tit and Fall 2 comes out on Friday.
Tiet.
Yep. Tit and Fall.
Tietin.
Yep. Again, I like big robots. I like big robots fighting other robots. I like big robots fighting other robots where there's little ant people running around, too, and I can go smash.
Stomp
on them. Yes, exactly. Great. And these Titans now rule. It has a single-player campaign.
Oh.
What else is there in it?
Yeah, I remember the Titanfall original, its campaign was...
Its campaign was literally multiplayer missions where weird. In the background it was just like, keep fighting! And then it was like, we're losing! But and you either it's like, we're beating them! Kick them out of the... Get them the fuck out of here! Or we're losing!
I did appreciate one thing that pissed me off about Battleborn. But the first playthrough, it forced you to go in order.
Yeah.
Not whatever the fuck happened.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good.
Good shit. So yeah, I mean, that's coming out Friday. I'm pretty stoked for that. Skyrim Special Edition is also coming out on Friday. I'm not buying that right now.
Oh, I'm gonna though.
I'm not gonna buy it right away,
but shit.
Yeah, dude, I'm buying that game. I'm going back to fucking Tamriel and I am going to go to
I spent so many hours and I feel like I didn't fucking do anything.
Yep. Well, like, the problem is, I spent so many hours in that game, and then it was like, okay, I have to make another character because there's a few things I didn't do with this character that I can no longer do with him.
Right.
I need to make another character.
Right.
And as soon as I made another character, it was instantly like, oh, fuck, I gotta play this whole game over again.
The whole goddamn
I
was
like,
thing.
I am not, I don't want to do this. I really don't want to do it. So I would get like, past Helgen or whatever the big first city is and just be like, yep, done, bye.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd kill my first dragon and be like, that was fun. Turn it off. This time though, since it's been so long and it has all the expansions included with the two, totally playing it.
That was the one thing I remember when I started playing for the first time. I was like, this is absolutely a game where I need to understand the choices I'm making and there's no fucking way that I'm going to do that without going on the internet. God damn it.
I mean, it's such a big game that you have to.
Yeah.
My favorite thing to do in this game is get so fucking outlandishly OP. And while you're playing the game, you're constantly doing blacksmith and enchanting.
Okay.
Because they go hand in hand. Basically, you start by like making daggers for yourself out of steel and then enchanting those daggers. So both of those stats go up. Eventually, you get to like level 100 smithing and enchanting and you can make Daedric armor that makes everything around you like die just by touching you.
Yes.
It's unreasonable. I don't know if they've like, you know, fixed that or not, but
don't you fix it.
Please don't fix it. Please don't have fixed it.
Let me work for that.
Then, there's also some goofy shit, though, with Daedric weapons. So if you go around and do, like, random quests for Daedric gods, they will just give you, like, here's a fucking sword.
Merry Christmas.
Cool. This one's called Lightbringer. You mean it just has light coming out of its center? That's neat. I wonder where I heard that. Sounds like it was in Game of Thrones.
Maybe.
First.
Maybe.
Game of Thrones comments. First. So, yeah, like, those are also fun, too, because some of them are so high, like, such good enchantments on it, too, that you just go around hitting things, and they fucking die and fly away into space. So, it also has the vampire shit, which was kind of annoying, but at the same time, I guess kind of cool, where you can, like, become a vampire and, like, kill everything else. You can also, now with some of the other expansions, make your own, like, fortress in this game.
Oh?
Like, not just, like, go around and buy shit.
Oh?
Like, make something, yeah. I don't know too much about it.
Oh?
But there are things you can do.
Oh?
We're playing on Xbox, so it's gonna have mod support.
Oh?
So I can make all the dragons into Thomas the Tank Engine.
As they should be.
It sounded like you heard me at the very end of that, so when you said B, you were like, what? Yep. Thomas the Tank Engine?
No, because then I'm imagining. I think it's because I didn't expect you to say Thomas. I expected you to say Macho Man Randy Savage.
That one's good too.
Yeah.
I don't like that one as much though. But the Thomas the Tank Engine.
I prefer that
one
better as a
hilarious.
Deathclaw.
Yeah. Yeah. Macho Man Randy Savage Deathclaw is great. Macho Man Randy Savage Left 4 Dead mod, though, where every zombie is Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Snap into a Slim Jim. So, let's talk some news, because that's all I got.
Give me some news.
I'll start with something kind of funny. Twitter hired a person to be the CEO, not CEO.
CEO.
COO, COO of their VR department, I guess. Something like that. I don't know.
Cover?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So their VR department, which I'm only guessing is like so they can compete with Facebook and be like, look, we can do VR too. You want to take 360 degree pictures, right? Now do it in VR.
Do it.
So they hired a VR person. And when I told you, Rob, I was actually wrong. He was there for 3 weeks.
Oh.
So week one, he started as the VR. Everything was going okay.
VRPR?
Yep, VRPR. Week two starts, and TechCrunch posts an article that this man, who is the VRPR, posted 3 years ago about like how much he fucking hates homeless people.
Yep.
It's
hard.
It's ruthless.
Hard.
It's bad. Basically, like, you know, these people are scum, and like in other cities, they know their place, and they stay out of like the fancy districts, but in San Francisco, they just fucking hang out and piss out anywhere they want to. It's like, you are a horrible person, sir. Why not use your influence to help them instead of taking a shit all over them?
Nope, it's more fun to be an asshole. Yep. Asshole.
Assholes are assholes. Assholes are gonna asshole. So, Twitter, obviously, since it's fucking Twitter, sees this, and the second day of his third week there, they fired him. And he posted, Jesus. He posted on Facebook, and I'm fired. Thanks, TechCrunch. Why he didn't post it on Twitter? Don't know.
Because he got fired.
Yeah, because he got fired is right. So, I just find that as a funny little story. Guy's an asshole, blames a news company for posting an asshole rant that he came out with because, you know, he's an asshole. And now he doesn't have a job because he's an asshole. Asshole.
Connor, truly hard being an asshole.
Is it? Is it?
You're 1 minute you're writing some shit that you think is funny because you're an asshole. The next minute you're getting fired. From a pretty good fucking job.
A job 3 years later.
Yeah.
Don't be an asshole and then bad things don't happen to you.
Is now a good time to bring up the nice PSA? Hey, idiots. I mean, people who listen to our podcast and you're the greatest.
PSA.
Do you understand that everything you post on the internet is forever and ever?
Yeah, literally. My Twitter archive goes back to 2009.
Forever. I can go back and tell you exactly when I tweeted my first tweets. So you can go see it. I'll tell you what was happening. Xbox Live was down, and I literally just bought fucking Xbox Live, and it was down. And Major Dipshit Nelson, you know what he told me to do?
What did he tell you to do, Rob?
He's like, why don't you make a Twitter while you wait? And I went, fine. And I did.
Fine.
And I think my first tweet was rather angry about the
fuck you, Major Nelson. You told me to make a Twitter, goddamn, I want to play Xbox games.
Yeah. Fucking Christ.
So, fucking.
It's always there, idiots.
Yeah, it really is always there.
Even you fucktards on Snapchat. Don't be an idiot.
So, there's some things we must discuss. First of all, Red Dead Redemption 2 got a trailer. The pictures were a cock tease. This was just a tease. It's very short. It shows a lot of scenery.
It did not impress me.
It impressed me because, you know, like compared to what in GTA 5 right now, like on the one, it looks so much better. It didn't impress me because I want to know more. I want to see me killing something. I want to see a gameplay demo.
That's why I can't do it.
Yep.
Well, we probably will have a very great opportunity to see a gameplay demo because we did something else this week in the realm of news.
Yeah?
What did we do? We purchased something.
Who purchased? What did I purchase?
We purchased something.
Who purchased something?
You did, technically speaking.
What did I purchase?
I don't know. I requested time off so that we could go
to it. Oh, fuck. Sorry.
Jesus
PAX East
Christ.
Tickets.
PAX East tickets went on sale. If you didn't know that and you wanted them, you're sorry.
PAX East tickets went on sale last week. Thursday
Jesus.
Or Friday?
I don't know.
I think Friday, maybe. Yeah. Whatever. Who cares? Thursday. And then Saturday sold out basically immediately. Right now, I checked earlier. Friday tickets are low availability, so you can probably still get one if you go on right now, but they're going fast. And Sunday is definitely still available because people don't let go on Sunday.
I go for now one thing. I say I go because I went before.
Yeah.
One thing.
Acquisitions, Inc. Usually Sunday for
you
me, Sunday for me is two things. Sunday is Acquisitions, Inc. and let's go get some autographs I didn't get yet, or let's go buy that thing that I wanted to get on Friday but was like, nah, it's kind of busy right now.
Right.
That's PAX East on Sunday for me.
It's PAX East.
And then let's get drunk.
Let's get drunk. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
It's a good song. My time off got approved already for it, so
hate you.
I'm stoked right now.
I did it right now. We're going to see what happens.
Let's see.
Not right now. I can get it earlier.
You will eventually, yeah.
You know, do what I can.
So
PAX in it. What other news?
Other things.
So yeah,
we're probably gonna see
the gameplay demo. I'm not gonna hold my breath, but maybe.
Other things we might see at PAX.
Yeah.
Nintendo announced revealed the Nintendo Switch, which is their new name for the NX. NX was, you know, their code name. Kind of like, I think Dreamcast was Dolphin, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
No, wait, that's Sega.
No, it wasn't. Yeah,
shit,
it was
the GameCube.
What was it?
Yeah. The GameCube was Dolphin.
Yes.
Wow. I can't believe I just called Sega Dreamcast.
Yeah, I'm mad at you.
I'm mad at myself. You don't even have to be mad at me. I'm
good.
Already furious.
Furious.
Can you tell?
I can. You're seething.
So, it's a console that, how do I explain it?
I don't know.
It looks like a gamepad, like a more sophisticated gamepad than the Wii U had, which is a good thing. Because the Wii U's gamepad is very simplistic, but this one seems like refined. Think like a not quite an iPad, but very close to an iPad with pretty nice controllers. What does it look like? So this little tablet that you have connects to a dock that's hooked up to your TV, and you can get your game on the TV, and you have a little remote with a nice big battery on it. Great. Then you're like, you know what? Fucking, I need to go outside.
Or as
my mom
the video
said,
will show you, someone needs to take the dog out.
But if you look at him, he looks so fucking mad to take that dog
out.
Yeah,
he's an asshole.
Yeah, he's an asshole. So this asshole decides, oh, I gotta go outside and walk the fucking dog.
I have a dog.
My dog needs to do dog things. Now I gotta go fucking
walk. I can
him.
Go and piss and shit on my own, but this prick.
Fucking out. I gotta potty train him. So before he potty trains him, he decides to take his NX. So he takes the sides off of the controller thing, switches, puts them onto the gamepad, picks it up out of the little dock thing and just starts to take it with him on the go and starts to play it while he's supposed to be walking his dog and caring about his dog, but totally lets the shit fall out of this dog's ass, doesn't pick it up and put it in the trash. He's such an asshole. No doggy bags, no pooper scooper.
You saw all the things in this fucking thing that I hated.
Yeah.
I was like, this is dumb.
Yeah, hated it so much. He did not care about that. Anyway, what if you're going on a flight, though, Connor? That's what you're asking me right now, right, Rob?
I am.
Yeah. So what you do is you take your NX, because it has a kickstand on it,
Switch.
Too. I'm going to keep doing that. The Switch, because you can just, you know, prop up the kickstand, put it down, uncouple the remotes, and sit there in your plane seat and go, I'm playing video games. This is fucking stupid. I'm sure the person next to him was like, what the fuck are you doing? Sir, no electronics while we're in flight. Oh, no, this doesn't have Wi-Fi on it. Sorry.
No, you're fine. We're good.
Well, it has Wi-Fi, but it's not connected to your Wi-Fi.
Right.
I'm playing video games. Excuse me, ma'am.
Get on my level.
Ma'am, I'm a reporter for Polygon, Kotaku, IGN. I need to play my video game.
I need.
Yeah, stop. Okay.
Wow, I don't even know what those letters mean.
Stop it.
Connor, can I share with you something?
Please.
It's involving the Nintendo Switch.
Is it this warming up beer that I'm trying to... drink?
No, that's, I'm sorry that you...
If Rob laughs, it's because I made a horrible face when I drank this warm beer and I make this like...
Listen, so here's the problem. I'll give you a quick aside. I have Pabst Blue Ribbon in my fridge. I'm not saying that Pabst Blue Ribbon is the best beer in the world. It is not. I'm also not saying it's the worst. There are worse fucking piss waters to have.
I mean...
When it's cold, it's drinkable and it's fine.
I was in college.
Right. Like, when it's cold, it's drinkable. It's just literally yellow water. I don't care.
When you talk
when
a lot.
When it's warm,
it's
fucking mule piss. And Connor, like, I don't know what he does. Like,
I talk a lot, man.
I talk, and this shit has been empty for like long enough for me to have wanted to go get another one.
But I explain a TV show for 20 minutes.
That's not
and
my
you
fault.
Get to sit
I
there
drink.
And go, you silly motherfucker. I got to drink and you have to talk.
It's not my fault.
You're right. It's
choices
not.
We make.
It's not your fault.
Yeah, so he's drinking a piss warm fucking beer. So the thing I was going to share.
Sorry if that noise was gross.
It's okay. It's really weird. I'm going to share with you something. And I can't tell if you share the same sentiment, but I know that my sentiment is not exactly universal.
Are you saying you to me or the audience?
You to you.
Okay, cool.
To you, not the big you, the you.
Yeah.
I don't fucking care about this thing. I don't, nothing about it so far makes me want to give any kind of shit at all.
Here's my thing with it. I'm interested. I want to wait and see how it is. This isn't like an Xbox One where the Xbox One, I was like, fuck, I want to get an Xbox One right now because it's next gen console. I know the games are going to rule on it. Right. And it's getting some cool games right now. I want an Xbox One. It's not like a PC where I'm like, I can play any game I want.
I'm not saying that I don't want some sort of change to happen. I feel like we need a console revolution of some kind.
Not now. I just spent a lot of money on that.
Not right now.
I'm gonna buy Scorpios into.
Yeah, it's gonna be a problem. But fucking, what I don't understand is, I thought that the fucking PS Vita and the PSP
was like the
showed to Nintendo that like
maybe people don't want a handheld.
But here's the thing, like, and I understand where they get a little confused because 3DS, but it's a very particular type of game that you're playing on those 3DS.
True. Like it's like. It's compact, it's small, it's family friendly, whereas the PS Vita was a lot of PlayStation games. I mean, you had like, you know, your ports.
They were your
of
full
like,
on triple A fucking.
You got it. Yeah. Exactly. A little different.
But this device is going to be able to do that, supposedly.
Yeah, there's some of the images in the commercial. There's like playing Skyrim and NBA 2K something, motherfucking 16, 17, 18, who cares? LeBron James.
Nobody's gonna do it that way. Like, yeah. That's when I look at it and I go, why? You're building a functionality that's been proven over and over and over again that nobody fucking wants it. I don't know. I need to see more.
Before the NX trailer though, they posted the new Legend of Zelda trailer and holy shit, that game looks gorgeous.
Yes.
Issue is it's coming out simultaneously on Wii U and Switch. Which makes me want to buy a Switch to go, yeah, I want to play this in the fucking next-gen console. Like, Nintendo's next-gen console.
It's the same thing with the 360 and the PS3. Like, I understand, but fuck you.
Nintendo's also kind of smart, in my opinion, that they do their wacky whatever bullshit, like, on, I want to say off years. It's been 2 years since the PlayStation.
Yeah, they definitely
two
go.
Or 3 years, I think. 3 years now.
They stay away from the
big launches. The big consoles. Like the huge consoles. Yeah. Like, yeah, PS Pro is coming out this holiday season. Nintendo's like, we're coming out in March.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, we're going to do it after the holiday season because you guys will blow out your inventory. You can't keep up with demand and we'll be there.
Right.
We'll be there for these kids. And then, you know, they're probably going to do it some other time too. I don't know. So, you know, I'm optimistically curious about this.
I'm
seeing
pessimistically
what it's like.
Want to see more.
I understand that.
Scott? I feel like you haven't said anything in a while. I mean, it hasn't felt that different, but did you want to add anything? All right.
Great. Okay, next. Next was going to be Legend of Zelda for me, but yeah. I already said that was gorgeous.
Did it.
So, yeah. Kind of ruled.
Did it.
Check it out. Let's see. I'm flipping through Polygon right now. There was something I definitely wanted to talk about, but
oh yeah, I feel like there's a piece of news we haven't mentioned that I don't remember what it was now.
This isn't exactly what I talk about, but this is interesting. Star Citizen's Alpha is free to play until the end of the month.
Huh.
So the Alpha includes a free spaceship, but it's free till Sunday, October 30th. You need to create an account on, what's the website? It's like robertsspaceindustries.com.
Hmm.
And you get the F7C M Super Hornet Space Fighter, which looks like, kind of like a Viper from Battlestar Galactica.
A big space dick?
Not quite.
Hmm.
Kind of like a mix between a Viper and a shuttle from Star Trek The Next Generation. Almost.
So a big space chode.
Yeah. Kind of a space chode.
Okay.
So
it's got the girth.
It's like a free fly event, it looks like. I don't know if this includes the multiplayer module.
Okay.
Because I know that deathmatch module has been up for a while, so I don't know if it's that or if it's just you get to fucking fly around your little hornet thing. Your little whatever the fuck. Take it. Have
your
fun.
Little, your little space chode.
Your little space chode. Take it.
Take it.
Take it and chode around. Speaking of Nintendo shit, Amazon has an exclusive lime green new Nintendo 3DS XL. That's a fucking
mouthful.
That's a sentence. That's not just a mouthful. That is a sentence. Lime green new Nintendo 3DS XL. And you need to put the new in there because it's not the original 3DS XL.
Don't fucking tell it's the original. Don't fucking
tell me it's original. Big thing in video game industry currently is the SAG-AFTA.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Screen Actors Guild American Film and Television Association. Basically, the union that organizes actors for TV, film, and other such mediums.
Like games.
Like video games. The people who make video games and do their voice acting to video games went on strike. They will no longer be working with people like EA or Take-Two or a couple other companies as well. Because those companies pay their employees shit. Force them to work crazy, crazy long hours, and it's this kind of also gets them sick. It's like unsafe work environments for them, basically. So they've been trying to renegotiate the contract for 2 years through the union, but every time the developer is always like kind of an asshole about it. So they finally went on strike. I don't really know too much else about the situation after that.
They're on strike.
They're on strike. Strike.
In anyway. one era and time on television when the Screen Actors Guild went on strike, we got the wonderful real-life drama of Cops. So if we could have some sort of equivalent to that
bad
in the
video, boys, bad boys.
If we could have basically white trash crack of video games, that'd be great.
Oh my god, ICP makes a video game. It's gonna happen, Rob. You just, that's the most white trash video right? game I can right? possibly think
it's
of.
It's just gonna be you dressed like a fucking juggalo.
You watch South Park?
Running around fucking smacking people.
You watch South Park?
Yes.
Have you seen the episode with the Guitar Hero?
Yes. Yes.
It's the game that comes out is going to be the Catch the Dragon game.
Yes. That's what it's going to be. Catch it.
Where you're just shooting up heroin or in, like, you can get a different skin where it's meth and it's not a unicorn. It's, yep. It's a fucking dragon.
Yep. Yeah. Chasing the dragon.
Chase the dragon by,
bye.
By smoking meth.
Yep.
Yep. So
smoking it.
Smoke that meth. You methed out, boy. It's going to be Halloween. I really wish I could play like a scary video game, but. For whatever reason, none of the video games on the Bone, the X-Bone, really sound that scary to me. Really, I mean, like, I want, like, a Dead Space remaster.
Yeah.
That would be tight.
I feel like all of the horror game genre pretty much lives on PS4.
Like, I think you're right.
The good ones.
Yeah, you're definitely right about that.
Because those Japanese people.
They love it.
They fucking love their they horror. Love it.
Oh, so, you said Last Guardian was supposed to come out. Fucking you're right about that. However, it's gone gold.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So we're going to move up the release date?
A few days ago, like 2 or 3 days ago, one of the developers posted on Twitter, gone gold, what up? Then deleted his tweets. And then the president of Sony Interactive, I think America, posted, hey guys, Last Guardian's gone gold. Coming soon. Get ready. December 10th.
Yeah, you should have just let the original PR slip go because you're being an asshole now.
What up?
What up? We go, what up?
In news that Rob won't care about, Destiny's Halloween event kicks off tomorrow and you get stuff.
You don't care either.
That's why I said they get stuff. That wasn't explainative enough for you? Come on, man.
You get fucking Halloween shit because Halloween, fuck you.
Yep. You get that pumpkin head thing that I got the first Halloween and was like, this is awesome.
I didn't get that.
And then I figured out that.
I didn't get that.
Then you figure out that game is literally cocaine and you can't stop doing
correct.
It.
Correct. Cocaine. You can stop.
No, you can't because cocaine's great.
Well, you can
and
stop.
And Destiny was great. Yeah, until was. I went and started smoking weed, and then I was like, oh my god, what have I been doing? I've been ruining my nasal cavity. But marijuana, though, is every other video game that I've ever played except for that fucking one.
Yep.
Cocaine! Cocaine! One thing I will say about the Switch reveal is that this was their marketing material. It was a picture of Mario behind a curtain kind of poking his head out, and he looks like he's gonna rape you.
Yeah, that's rapey Mario.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Trigger warning if you get triggered about rape stuff, but this is an explicit podcast, so fucking deal.
Sorry.
The explicit should have been explicit enough for you. Come on.
Listen, I got a big rule. If everything's gotta be funny, nothing can be funny.
I have the same rule that cats have. If
you.
I fits, I sits.
Yeah. Bitch.
I'll sit in a lot of different places.
Bitch.
Yeah. Let us see. What else we got? I don't think there's much else.
I think we might have covered it.
What was a week ago? That was the 16th, I think.
Sure.
So let me just see. There may be, I got two more days to go through on this. I'm not choosing everything because a lot of it's like, you know,
don't give a shit.
Boop, 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 boop,
I mean, you forgot PAX tickets. Again, if you didn't get PAX tickets yet, what are you doing?
Yeah, buy your PAX tickets. Come on, don't be a fucking idiot. Don't, you can only go Friday and Sunday now. Friday's great, but you're missing Saturday.
Saturday's the day.
Saturday's the day.
I'm a little disappointed to learn that it's so early in the year this time, because now it's not going to be nice outside and food trucks are going to be less enjoyable.
Oh, here's something. Back to Red Dead Redemption.
Redemption.
They, Rockstar being they, trademarked the,
Red Dead Online?
Red Dead Online, yes. So, that is now a trademarked name for Rockstar. Now, for those of you who give a shit about Rockstar games, GTA Online is what's keeping that game 3 years or 4 years later now being one of the best games I've ever played.
I have not really heard anyone like clamoring for GTA 6, and I think it's 150% because of GTA Online.
2 weeks ago, they released GTA 5, you know, Online Bikers.
Yep.
Where it was more bikes. You can now do like a bike gang and like
yep.
get your own bike gang gear. Like, are you fucking kidding me? When I played that game, it was kind of like chump change, but now it yeah. sounds like they just keep giving more and more and more to it.
I feel like they're going to build so deep into this world that whenever there is a GTA 6.
If there is
a GTA 6. If there is a GTA 6. It will be a transferable experience.
Ooh, so just load your character.
I don't think that they will have spent this long, because they never paid this much attention to GTA 4 Online. Never.
Even Red Dead Redemption Online. That server, I mean, it was the same thing as GTA 4, but it was nicer.
Right, it tried to do some things, but it just wasn't, it wasn't great.
It was the precursor to GTA Online, though, because it was right beforehand. They were kind of just playing and testing.
They're playing with a couple of things, like you can see a couple of those things within the world. But yeah, dude, GTA 5 Online is ridiculous.
If that means I get to make my own cowboy and just do crazy shit online with this cowboy man, oh boy.
Oh my god.
Oh boy, I'm gonna shoot everything.
I'm gonna cowboy up.
It will literally be Westworld, and I will be live out my fantasies of just blowing NPCs away.
Yeah. You gonna blow dudes? Wow.
See how in the second episode that one guy just shot Teddy in his body like 15 times? That would just be me. I would just be like, "Whoa!" Do like in-game cocaine? You're just like, "Woo, baby!"
Fucking psycho.
I told you, man. I am a crazy person when it comes to games where I can fucking kill things.
You're a black hat.
Please explain.
Black hat versus white hat. Have you not watched?
Fucking yes! I'm a black hat. At first, I didn't get what you were saying. Then you said versus white hat, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yes, okay.
Intrinsically.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's all I got. You got anything?
No, we covered again the things that I wanted to cover.
Scott, what you got for us?
Scott,
you are right. Kid Ultra does come out in Battleborn.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong, folks.
Yeah, yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
You said something today. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did he say anything, though?
Be
the judge, audience.
Spooky.
Anyway, you can find us at TBExplicitADV on the Twitter, Turn-Based Explicit Adventure on the Facebook page that we have. And that's our email, too, TurnBasedExplicitAdventure@gmail.com.
Send me something pretty.
You can find me. I changed a couple of my handles, so.
You went handily.
Follow me now. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Xbox at Connervore with a 3 instead of an E at the end.
Spell it.
CONNORVOR3.
Okay.
Connervore.
Good job.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice and easy. I can, I say that now, but next week it's going to be like, you can find me at Connor Boo.
Yeah, Connor Boo.
Or Connor Buh. I don't know what that was. I'm still on the Platians. As Connor Carnivore, because, you know,
you can't
as Scott likes to complain about. What's that, Scott? Oh yeah, that random guy's name who I don't remember.
Shoe?
He, yeah, something about that.
Boots?
Shoe? Yeah, boots. Mittens the cat. He doesn't let you change your handle.
I feel now that it's culturally insensitive, but I don't take it back.
I don't take it back either. Shoe, boot, mittens, who, I don't know, whatever. So, anyway, can't change it there. So carnivore with a 3 or, Connor carnivore if you're on PlayStation.
Inflation.
Rob, where can we find you?
Oh my fucking god. Chief Whitebeard on Xbox Live. Anybody wants to come play 7 Days to Die? We make a little server and fuck around. I don't know. It'd be fun. Connor won't do it. He doesn't like things that are fun or zombies.
Maybe I'll do it.
You won't do it.
Zombies.
You won't do it.
Come play Ark.
I mean,
which I still haven't played it.
Yeah, right. You don't know if it's good or not because you haven't played it. It's all fucking hearsay.
Yeah, I'm guilty.
I haven't been on PlayStation, but I'm coming back as soon as you give me things that I want that you promised me I could have had, but I can't have because it's time. Could have had it. Give it to me now. Yeti Beard. Again, can't change it. It's what we got.
No Man's Sky?
Yeah, fucking make it better.
Make No Man's Sky again.
Make No Man's Sky again. I too. No. I think that's it. I think that's all the places you can go. Oh, Instagram, Chief Whitebeard. Places. EchoCraft, you're the best. You're the cutest.
Find them on the places of things. Scott, what is your handle? Oh, Swartz S. Great. And your PlayStation? Spike31589 or something like that? Great, cool. So anyway.
I'm really glad that you spoke for him. He's very quiet tonight. That's
he's very
good.
Quiet.
Nice,
yeah,
of you to repeat that for him.
His microphone's on too. I will let you know that.
That's fucking weird. Yeah. I wish there was a way like I would be able to trust that it would like show the stereo and I'd walk over there and prove that it's on, but it's not going to do it. It's just going to sound like it. I walked over to one mic and you're not going to know.
Yeah. Am I on the same mic or am I on a different mic?
Whoa!
No. Ooh, wacky, wacky.
It's wacky!
Well, have a fucking great week and don't forget to...
Vote.
Vote.
Don't forget to vote.
If you can vote early, in Massachusetts, you can vote early starting today, which is the 24th, up to November 4th. But in other states, you can vote early today, too, or vote early next week, so.
I already sent my absentee.
Vote early, vote often, and vote for Mayor McCheese.
Yeah, please do that, because who else?
Who else is going to give you diabetes?
Diabetes!
The one you can't vote for? The Burger King?
I don't always eat cake, but when I do, diabetes!
Yeah. but vote and fuck off and die!
Bye!
Anyway, Nirvana.
Yeah, please. Nirvana. Are we recording?
Yeah.
So I'm looking at a shirtless picture of Kurt Cobain.
But it's like a horrible Photoshop shirtless picture.
Like almost as if you can see the separation in his head. Yep, no, they...
Like, it's a poor job.
They used, like, the smallest amount of feathering, and they just slapped that sucker on there, like, got it. Motion blur. Makes sense.
My favorite,
done.
Though, is just what it says.
I'm getting to that.
Okay, continue.
And it says, come as you are at me, bro.
I just imagine Kurt Cobain
great.
Going, like, singing that song. Come as you are at me, bro.
At me, bro.
Like, he just puts his guitar down, stands up, and starts pointing at himself. At me, bro.
That's another reason why we need fucking podcast notes so we can link things like this.
Oh, my God,
to show
yes.
the world so they understand.